Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you love live rock shows.
Yeah, I do.
And wouldn't it be incredible if every great show you went to, if the band would invite you backstage?
Yeah.
A backstage pass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to give all of our listeners, all the people praying with us, a chance to go backstage, because people hear our conversations at the end, but they kind of miss out on a really good part. And that is, you and I have a lot of fun together and a lot of profound conversations before and then actually during the rosary and after. So what do you think, Teresa, if we once a week on Wednesdays, if we went live, if we prayed the rosary live, just the way you and I do, but the parts that people can't see, and let them backstage? What do you think?
I'd love that.
All right, then we're going to do it this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. West Coast. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. All you have to do is go to our app, turn on your notifications, and we'll let you know when we're getting ready to go live Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time. One of the most popular themes in adventure stories is the theme of a castaway, somebody who ends up by themselves on a deserted island. At least you hope it's deserted. Sometimes there are cannibals running around looking to eat you. It could be Ben Gunn in Treasure Island or Robinson Crusoe. Or worse, you could be stuck on Mars like Matt Damon. It's a scary place to be. You're racing the clock against starvation. You have to be brave, but avoid accidents because there aren't any hospitals. And everything depends on you. The people cast away on desert islands or faraway planets usually exhibit two traits: the desperation of their situation plus their loneliness, which forces them to constantly be doing something. They can't stop. And the desperation of their situation plus their loneliness eventually starts to make them go a little crazy. So look around. Do you maybe see a lot of people who are hyperactive, busy, anxious, people running around? Or maybe you see one of those people when you look in the mirror. Maybe it's because you feel like you're on a desert island or a desert universe, pretty much alone, and your only hope for survival is yourself. But is that actually true? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The secular, non-religious presentation of the universe is that it's one massive island in the middle of nothingness. It's a place of chaos and competition. People are just scrambling to survive, to beat everyone else in staking a claim for a job, or a spouse, or a mortgage, or a little digital impact, a little attention, all before you go down into the dirt and everyone forgets you. Anxiety is the plague, the real pandemic of the Western world in this millennium. And no wonder. If everybody's their own little Robinson Crusoe trying to build a life from scratch, no plan, no program, no safety net for happiness. One shot, that's all you get, and then you're done. And by the way, while you're trying to cultivate your little corner on the island, you read news about political or natural disasters that have the potential to flatten your little hut, your little life, and bring all your efforts to nothing. But of course, if this isn't a desert island, and if we're not alone, then everything would be different, right? Everything would be much better. And in fact, we're not castaways. We're created by God the Father, and we're His children, which is why life is good, really good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What if this isn't a desert island? An island with wild animals and cannibals and natural disasters? What if instead this whole universe, far from being a place of chaos and competition, is a sophisticated and intricate system designed by someone, capital S, who loves you? What if food grew here, not by accident, but so that you could enjoy eating? What if this stars and the sun, the birds and the ocean, what if these aren't random events that just happened, but were actually created for you? What if even the difficulties you have to undergo, physical suffering, sickness, relationship challenges, professional difficulties, what if all these were vetted by an all-knowing God that he carefully reviewed before the beginning of time everything you would go through, and only these things were permitted into your life because these are the ones that can best contribute to your personal growth and happiness? Just the way a coach chooses which exercises and drills his players need to develop as an athlete. What if every tough thing you ever had to go through was just like that? That would be a different story, wouldn't it? Then you're not a castaway. Then you are the child of the King of the universe, and this is all for you. That should make a big, big difference to how you handle life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, the son or daughter of a king doesn't necessarily have an easy life. There are a lot of things to do, a lot of training you need, a lot of responsibilities to assume, and there will always be things to suffer. But the son or daughter of the king doesn't worry, doesn't have anxiety that everything's out of control, that their own life or that everything depends on them. They know that they live in an ordered, well-governed kingdom, and that even the areas that seem to be chaotic are actually perfectly under control. A child of the king knows that if he or she makes a mistake or performs badly in some duty, it's not the end of the world. Nobody dies if the prince has a hard time staying on his horse, and no disaster strikes if the princess gets a bad grade in one of her school subjects. Quite the contrary. As long as they apologize and try to do better the next time, there's no harm done. That's what this world is. A place we've been given by our Father, the King, to prepare us to fill the thrones of heaven, to judge angels, as Jesus says, and reign over all things. It's important work, but it's nothing to be anxious over. As long as you trust your Father, the King of the universe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are two ways to live in this world. Rely on yourself. Believe it all depends on you, because you're all you've got. And you've been cast away on a cutthroat planet, a desert island, a desert universe, and that's an anxious way to be. Or you can rely on God your Father. You can believe that this is your Father's kingdom, which He has established to educate and prepare His children for glory. In which case, no matter what tests and exercises He sends us, and no matter how well or how badly we seem to be performing, as long as we stick to the program, as long as we accept what comes, there's nothing to worry about. And there's a fantastic future coming. That's what it means to live in trust. And that's a great way to live. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
I think this is something I've never thought about, but it's a very accurate description of how I view life. And I've actually experienced the opposite a lot more recently, where the way I sort of give myself a pep talk into doing something, I very much did this when I was learning to drive. I was like, this seems really hard, this seems impossible, but the rules were made for us to be able to drive, and the roads were made for us to be able to drive, so I can do it, because it's made for us. Mm. And that's how I feel about rock climbing now. Mm. In like a rock climbing gym, you're like, well, it's made for me to climb it. I can climb it. Or airports. I was stressed out about going through airports alone for the first time. And I was like, well, they're made to be figured out. They have signs. They're made for people to use them. So it's okay. And I'll figure it out. But I get really freaked out by, like, friends were gonna, they were like, we should really go outdoor climbing. And I was like, absolutely not. That was not made for me to climb. So I have no proof that I can climb it. But that's sort of how I view most of life, where I'm like, I don't believe that I can do it, because I don't believe that it was made for me.
Yes. Such a good way to describe it. It's so easy for us to feel like there's no proof that I was made for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm completely out of my depth. It
feels so random once you're stepping out of a really controlled environment. We just freak out.
Yeah. A few years ago, I asked a whole group of people, say 40 and under,
mm-hmm.
between 25 and 40 years old, big group, what governs the universe?
Mm.
And these were Catholics, active Catholics. And they said, nothing. Nothing governs the universe. I don't think we realize how deeply affected we've been by the idea that what governs the universe is random chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not what chaos theory is, but we have this idea that only chaos reigns, which then we are in this, it's no wonder that we're overwhelmed with fear and anxiety.
Yeah, that is the most anxious feeling, to feel like you're a castaway, that you're in a primal, rabid, meaningless world that just wants to kill you.
And the difficulty is that all the flesh and blood people that you can see and hear,
mm-hmm.
they, most of them, quite honestly, they're not going to be able to understand you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to give you the answers mm-hmm. that you need. They're not going to be able to fix everything. And so you feel like I'm in a sea of people, but totally alone.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a really excellent doctor, he's a medical doctor, but he works with a lot of people on fear and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And because a number of times in this Rosary podcast, we've done meditations on how to overcome fear and anxiety. And mm-hmm. I wanted to pick his brain
yeah.
for very scientific and practical things mm-hmm. to do. And at the end of our conversation, I said to him, and he's not religious.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so in the end, if I really know, I mean really know, God is my Father, then no matter what happens, it'll be the best. And he said, yeah, that's it. I said, wait a minute, that's the answer for all of it? He said, yep, if people just knew that, they wouldn't have anxiety.
Yeah, we really feel like we have to be our own God.
That's the issue. We feel like we have to be our own God.
It's really prideful until we realize that we suck at it.
Yeah, and here we are, deeply religious people, believers, and we struggle. But we do struggle. So we shouldn't beat ourselves up for it. We just have to keep going back to this, maybe the most important truth there is. God is my Father. No matter what happens, I'll be okay. Do you know where the word providence comes from?
Oh, I'm sure you've said it before.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I find it consoling. Providence comes from two words. Providere.
Mm.
Videre, like the root for video, mm-hmm. to see.
Hmm.
That God's providence means that whatever you're going through right now, God saw it before time even began.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you can't understand it right now, He sees it. He understands what you're going through. And thirdly, He is going to see it in your favor. To me, that's very consoling. God's providence.
Yeah, we can't see the future, but we have to trust because He can.
And we can't even understand the present.
Yeah.
But He understands it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can trust that. So I guess what we have to do in the end, to bring this conversation to a close, what we have to do is realize that when we feel like we're on a desert island, we're not. God our Father is there. And that He is actually governing and guiding and understanding and directing everything to our greatest end. So we don't have to fear. We can just trust in him.
Well, thank you for this conversation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.